Okay, today is Daf Nun Beis. We are on Nun Aleph Amud Beis by two lines at the bottom from Rav Safra. Today's Daf is sponsored by Sherry and Beryl Daskal. Zeicha Nishmas Yitzchak Moshe Ben Yisrael Yehuda. Shalom to Rav and Leah. Okay, so we are on the bottom by Amalei Rav Safra Lar Abba. So Rav Safra says to Rav Abba, Kigon Ana. I'm just going to translate the words because there's a machlokas how to read this. Kigon Ana. Diyadinan bikviya li diyarcha. Someone like me who knows how to establish the months, whatever that means, right? Biyishuv lo avdina mipnei shina machlokas. In the city, I won't do malacha on the second day of Yontif because of the possibility of machlokas. Bamidbar mai. But if I am in the desert, if I am in a place where there aren't any people, mai. What's the halacha? Do I also have to refrain from doing malacha? Amr Lei, so Rav Abba says, Batra Rav Safra, Hachi Amr Rav Ami. This is what Rav Ami said, Be Yishiv Asr, in the inhabited areas like you did, it is Asr to do Malacha, but Midbar Mutter, and in the Midbar, it would be Mutter permissible to do Malacha. But what's the case? What does it mean, and to go on Ana, the idea of Bekviya Diyarcha? So there's two Perushim. If you look at Tosos says, Kagon Ana, the Adina Bekviya Diyarcha, right? He says, Lo Bisoda Iver Kalmar. He's not talking about somebody he knows how to, when's a Mole, when's a Chasser, that he knows it and nobody else does. At that time, even the people in Bavel knew when was the new moon and when was not the new moon. And this whole idea of the Shlichim coming back and forth, they knew what the month was. Kedamim Barish Beitza, like we said in the beginning of Mesechas Beitza, Va'ave Treyome. Right, they do 2 days because of the minog, right? Elam Afarish Rabbeinu Tam. What was Rabbeinu Tam's? What's Rabbeinu Tam's shot? Shehay b'makom sheshluchei beis din magin. Okay, so Rav Safra is in a place where the shluchei beis din get to. So they the shluchei beis din get them. V'sham ein osim el yom echad. So by in his city they only do 1 day of Yontif, right? V'hainu b'kviya diyarcha. That's what it means by kviya diyarcha. Gon an didin b'kviya diyarcha means. He knew exactly when they would establish Rosh Chodesh, because the shlichim would get to him. Right? You wouldn't make this gzeira that we have about doing Yom Tov Sheni, because they actually hear when the Kiddush HaChodesh is. So he's coming from a place where they keep 1 day of Yontif, and he's going to a place where they don't know about it, and they keep 2 days of Yontif. The halacha is, according to Rav Ami, the halacha is that in the place where where the people are, he may not do malacha because of the possibility of malacha of machlokas. But in the midbar, if there's nobody around there, if he stays in the airport, then he could be okay. That's Tosfos. Rabbeinu Chananel has an interesting shot. Rabbeinu Chananel is different in every Gemara, but he says Amar Rav Safra Rav Abba. He says Kigon Ana Diadina Bikvia Diyarcha. I know that when the new moon is. Right, but we do two days because I live in Bavel. We do two days, right? I'm a 2 day person from Chutz La'aretz. When I go to Eretz Yisrael, the lo avi el yom echad, and over there they only do 1 day. Be yishuv lo avdina. In the cities, I'm not going to do any malacha. I mean, I'm going to keep 2 days, but midbar. Now, what about in the non-inhabited areas? I know today is Chol. I'm coming from a place like keep 2 days. I know today is Chol. And in a place today where they keep Chol. In that case, when I go to the Midbar, to an uninhabited place, they also have to keep the Chumras of where I came from. Meaning it's clear, according to Rabbeinu Chananel, if I'm coming from a place that keeps 2 days, and I'm going to a hotel in the middle of the city, I still have to keep 2 days, to keep the Minog of the Makam where I came from. The only question is, let's say I'm coming from a place that keeps 2 days, and I'm going to a place where nobody's around, do I still have to keep 2 days there also, because it's not going to, do I have to keep Minog of the Makam if there's nobody around there as well? And the Gemara answered that Yishuv is Asr. According to Rabbeinu Chananel, that would mean you'd have to keep a second day of Yontif, or at least you can't do malacha, but midbar mutter. In the midbar, if there's nobody around, you wouldn't have to keep the chumrei hamakom of where you came from. So it's just,
in those days that didn't know when Rosh Hashanah was, what did they do for Yom Kippur?
Okay, it's not our sugya, it's the Gemara and Beitza. Why did they not know when Rosh Hashanah was?
Well, because this is the second time. They don't know the new moon is, so they don't know when...
I'm sorry?
They don't know when the new moon is, so
No, we just said he knew who it was. At the end of the day, we know when it was. In the back then, I don't think they kept 2 days. Gemara talks about it in Beitza. Gemara says that they could keep 2 days because it's hard to fast 2 days. So they took a pick. All right. So we see from here two things. Number one, if you come from a place from 1 day, going to a place that 2 days, right? You keep right from 1 to 2. You keep 2 days, right? There's no machlokas because it seems to be asur malacha. Right, so the idea is if you're coming from Eretz, for whatever reason, you have to come from Eretz Yisrael to come to Chutz Laaretz, and you're here for Yontif, you've got to be careful about keeping, again, all these things, ask a Rav, ask a Shaila, but if you're coming from Chutz Laaretz to Eretz Yisrael, really you shouldn't, you should keep the second day in the sense that you should, there's an Isra Malacha, really there's an Isra Malacha, it's a whole idea about whether it's B'tzin or not. But Tosos points out, B'yishivlo Avdinon, he says, you shouldn't even do malacha b'tzina. That's what Tosas Pasan's like. But filo daito lachzer, even if you're going back immediately after Yom Tov, below efshar malacha b'tzina, kamo shar dvarim. Malacha everyone's know about. I'm doing malacha b'tzina. I'm going to my room and I'm watching on the computer. Everyone knows what's going. Malacha, I guess, is not considered b'tzina. So there's a three way machlokas. Rishonim had a paskin, right? The Rambam seems to say that Betzina would be okay. Tosso says it's usher even in private. The Ravid says you must keep Yom Tov Sheni in full. The Shulchan Aruch seems to pass like Tosos, but only if there are Jews. But if there are no Jews around, then you can do it. So if you land at the airport, most likely you can just do Malach in the airport, and when Yom Tov is over, you come out. Okay. I'm not going to get into the other way about 2 days going to 1 day. If you go from here to there, it seems to be clear, especially with the way in Hananel, you hold 2 days. You have the Chacham Tzvi that seems to become very popular today, that you focus on the location, which means wherever you are, that's what you hold. So you would hold 1 day in Eretz Yisrael. Salvechik and the Gush people have this idea of 1.5, which isn't really 1.5. It means you keep the Chumras of both, which means you go to Eretz Yisrael, you don't do Malacha, but you don't really do Yontif. You don't make Kiddush, you don't do any of those things, which is very tough, very hard. Okay, next. This case is also bizarre. Rav Nosson bar Asya Azam Ibei Rav Lepumpadisa B'yotav Shem and Chalceres. So Rav Nosson bar Asya traveled from the base measures of Rav to Pumpadisa on the second day of Shavuos, and it was outside the Chum. I mean, so nobody held it. You hold 1 day in Chutz Laaretz. Whole Shaila was going from Chutz Laaretz to Eretz Yisrael. So I'm not sure what Rav Nosson is doing. He's violating Yontif, and he's going to Pumpadisa on Yontif Sheni. So he violated Yom Tov Sheni. So Shamtei Rav Yosef. So Rav Yosef put him in Idui. It says, Amalei Abaye, Ulnaakdei Mar Nagidei. You should have given Malkus. Why'd you just give him Nidui? You should have given Malkus, meaning Malkus Mardus, Malkus Durabanan. So Amalei, so Rav Yosef says to Abaye, Adifa Abdilei. The punishment of Nidui is a more stringent punishment than Malkus. Dibi Ma'arava, because we know in Eretz Yisrael, Mimnu Anagida de Bar Be Rav, the low mimnu ashamta, right? In Eretz Yisrael, if someone needed to be punished, they would get together and try to figure out whether they need makos or not. If the guy needed to be put in chayrim, they would go right away. Meaning chayrim is much more chami. Rashi says the Talmud Shesarach, how you nimnim al koso velo lindoso. They would take account of who was of the rabbanon whether not to give him makos, but not when to give him nidoy. We shouldn't ashamta chamura. If someone deserves to go to Nidui, we don't delay. You know, don't delay because of Kavod Torah. You got to put him into Nidui. So that's why my giving him Nidui was a stricter punishment, a more harsh punishment than giving him Malkos. Ikud Amrei, there are those that say as follows, that Nagde Rav Yosef, that Rav Yosef gave Malkos to this Rav Nosson Bar Asya. So the Gemara Amrei Avaye, Rabbi says to him, Nisham Temar, you should have put him in Nidui, because that is a more stringent, more calmer punishment. And that's what you should give to somebody who violates Yom Tov Sheni. The Rav and Shmuel, the Amar Tavayim, I don't know what's more stringent to give him Nidui, because Rav and Shmuel both said, Minadin al Shnei Yom Tov Shagos. You give Nidui if someone violates Yom Tov Sheni. So Amar Lein, so Rav Yosef says to Abaye, Hani Mili Inish Alma. The idea that we put someone in Nidui by Chilul Yom Tov Sheni, that's not by a Stam person, right? The verb that we put him in Nidoy, that's how talking about a Stam person. But here it's a Tzur de Rabbanon, and who's Michal Yotov Sheni, the Tavale Avde. That's why I gave him a lesser punishment. I'm not sure why. Gave him a lesser punishment. I thought you gave him a stronger punishment because.
Isn't the point of giving him the Malkus also give some sort of kapara
to him? I don't know. Does Malkus kapara for Malkus Mardus? I thought it's.
Yeah, well, they were trying to bring that
to him. No, but that would be Malkus Mardus. This is Makas Mardus. These are not Makas Midaraisa. So Makas Derabanan. I think it's just a punishment. I don't think it's Kapara there. Makas Derabanan maybe could Kapara. I don't know. He says, Atavali Avde. He says, Demarav min manata de baby Arav lo min Rashamta. Because again, in Eretz Yisrael, if a Talmud Chacham would do something wrong, they would count the votes for Malkus, but they wouldn't count the votes to put him in Nidui. And he didn't want to put him in Nidui because he was Choshesh. It's the complete opposite. Here, he didn't want to put him to Nidui because he's Choshesh for the violators of the Torah. I don't know why he violated. So, okay. But you see from here again that Malkus Mardus is a lesser, lighter punishment than Nidui. Okay. Then the Mishnah said, the Mishnah had a case, right? The Mishnah talked about someone who goes from one place to another place. He has to keep the stringencies of the place where he came from and the place where he went to. And then the next line of the Mishnah talked about Shemitah, right? It said Kayotze Bo, right? Peirush Shvius Mimakom. If you came from a place where the peiros in the field, it's on Shemitah. You know, on Shemitah, you can only eat the fruit peiros so long as they're still in the field. So if you came from a place where there are cucumbers in the field to a place where there are no cucumbers in the field, you have to keep the chumers of both. You can't have them, and vice versa. And then Rabbi Yehuda said a scripted line, you go out and bring as well. The Gemara says, what's going on here? Right? Kayotze bo hamolich peiros shvius. So the lesne the Rabbi Yehuda hadithan. Now does Rabbi Yehuda not hold notes alav chumre amakom shiotze misham, the chumre amakom shahalach misham? What's going on here? The Mishnah says, makes a rule. You go from one place to another place, you keep the chumers of where you left and where you came from. Comes Rabbi Yehuda and seems to indicate that we don't care about that. So let's look at Rashi. He says, "Veles lay the Rabbi Yehuda." Right, it's the first short line. Dimashma from Rabbi Yehuda. Dimashma sheyochel lo mer lo ben makom shalokalu. It seems, and the way we explain the Mishnah is we're talking about a person who comes from a place where the cucumbers are still in the field, and he's bringing his cucumbers, and he's coming to a place where there are no cucumbers in the field, and he can say to the people who have no cucumbers in the field, "Oh, you don't have? Just go to my place, and you can get more." Right, so the Gemara says, "Demashma sheyochel lo ben makom shelo kalu leben makom shokalu tzev haveilecha af atam yimakom shevahiveti." Go to my place, v'timtsu shelo kalu shamachayin. See that there's still the cucumbers in the field. V'achol me'otam shetavi, v'achol me'osam shetavi, and then eat from those. Right, v'osam shelcha sheyesh lecha b'bayis hastrum. Those that you have in your house now are usher because there's nothing left in your fields, but just go to my fields. Right, v'tamim mishum the gadlu kan, because the ones in your house they grew here u'bezam makom kalu, and this place there no left. That's what seems to be Yehuda saying. Aval ani, but I hevesiya shalim makom hetter. I brought mine for a place where it's mutter. Right, v'ein kan machlokus, and there won't be any machlokus here. The whole idea of keeping the Rashi says the whole idea of why you keep the chumras is you don't want to create a machlokus. So you say there's no machlokus. Why would this create machlokus? Because you're seeing me eat cucumbers. You go to my place and get the cucumbers also. There's no machlokus here, right? So the Gemara asks, v'leslei the Rabbi Yehuda the asr mishum chumrei makom. Wait, it's besides avoiding machlokus, there's also just a samal din of you keep the chumras of the makom where you came from, right? V'leslei Rabbi Yehuda the asr mishum chumrei makom shalach sam afilu ein sham machlokus. Even if there is no machlokus, why? Because the beginning of the Mishnah said, "The habi makom she'ein osim lemakom she'osim." Let's say I come from a place where I don't do malacha, and I go to a place where they do malacha. So I shouldn't do malacha to avoid machlokas? What does that mean? I shouldn't do malacha in that case because I don't do malacha where I came from. But if I do malacha in Eretz Yisrael on the first and the second day, that's not going to cause machlokas. If someone comes from Eretz Yisrael, comes here and does malacha. So the idea is that besides the avoidance of malacha, there's also a din of keeping the chumras of where you came from. Right, even if you're not going to cause machlokas, there's this idea of the Mishnah that no one seems to argue that you keep the chumras. So, okay, Rabbi Yehuda, granted, your situation, it's not going to cause machlokas because you can tell them to go to your place and get cucumbers. But that violates the rule of the Mishnah. The Mishnah says you're not allowed to do that. You have to keep the chumras of the makom where you came from. So why is he, and you have to keep the chumras of the makom where you are. So why is he eating the cucumbers? He's in a place where they can't eat them. So he should be able to eat them. Right? So that's what the verse says. The lesson of Rabbi Yehuda hatatnan, no son of chumre makom shiyotz misham, chumre makom shalach l'sham. So Amar Rav Shisha Breder of Edi, so Rav Shisha Breder of Edi says, no, Rabbi Yehuda, and Chacham, it's a completely unrelated machlokas to Minhag HaMakom or something like that, completely unrelated, and we're going to give a few options of what their machlokas might be. So Amar Rav Shisha Breder of Edi, Milsa Achrisi Ka Amar Rav Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda is discussing something completely different. V'hachi Ka Amar. And this is what was said in the Mishnah. Right, so the Tana Kama says, someone who brings peiros, Mimakom Shelo Kalu, Limakom Shelo Kalu, So you have a person who brings, he leaves his town, right? He leaves his town at 2 in the afternoon. When he leaves his town, there is produce in the field. And then he goes to town B, and they definitely have produce in the field. And he hears, when he gets to town B, that all of a sudden in his first town, they ran out. They're done. Okay, so Vishama Shekalu Bimkomo, right? Chayev Levayer. So according to Tanna Kamma, he has to destroy the Shemitah produce that he has. Chayev Levayer, right? Even though when he left with the heter, because he could eat those. But Rabbi Yehuda says, he's Mekil, the Omer, and he says, Say the Hevi Lecha Afata Mehechad Isnu, Lahalo Kalalu. He says, wait a second, what are you talking about? I don't have to destroy it, because he can say to the people, I'm different. Because when I left, when I took them, it was permitted. So if you can find produce that left place A when it was still mutter, you also can eat it. That's what Rabbi Yehuda says. He's being makel. So the Gemara says, "Lemeimer Rabbi Yehuda kulakamar." Wait, so you're telling me that Rabbi Yehuda is coming to be makel? The Hamar Rabbi Lazar, didn't Rabbi Lazar say that he has a Kabbalah? Lo Amar Rabbi Yehuda el chumra. Rabbi Yehuda is coming to be machmir. Again, we're removed from this minhag. We're not talking about that at all. We're talking about a different case. He says, Rabbi Yehuda is coming to be machmir. And the Gemara says, okay, Ella epoch. You're right, so let's flip it around. The Tanna Kamma says, in the chayv levayer. You don't have to say chayv levayer, because when he left, there was no chumra in the place where he left, because he didn't have to burn it, because it was still in the fields. And Rabbi Yehuda says, no. He says, you have to destroy it, because tsei v'havei lecha afatam heichad isinu v'hakolhu. Because Rabbi Yehuda is saying, no, you have to burn it because you think you can eat it? No, go back to your place where you came from. Fine. Are there any left in the field? No. So then you have to destroy what you have now. Which I don't understand the logic to saying it's mutter. So let's say I bring it into my own, I'm in my own town, my own area. I bring the produce into my house when there's produce in the field, and I wait 2-3 days, and now there's no produce in the field. I'm allowed to eat it just because I brought it in? That's the whole idea. If it's kalu peyers Minnesota, you're done. Okay. So Abai Amar La'olom Kidakatani. He says, no, it's different. We're going to keep it the way we had it before. That he brought it, V'hachik Amar. And this is what it means. It talks about a person who's bringing peyers Shvius from a place where they were finished in the field to a place where they were not finished. O mimakom shelo kalu mimakom shekalu. Or a place where they were finished, from a place where they're not finished to a place till they are finished. It says you have to destroy them. But v'hechziru l'makom rishon. And then he brings it back. So what happens? He brought it from a place of makom shelo kalu to a place where to kalu. So he's supposed to destroy it now because they don't have him in that place. Then he goes back to place A with the peros, and now he wants to know whether he can eat them again because he's back in place A where it's lo kalu. Right? So enochai levayer. And Rabbi Yehuda is machmir, and he says, No, you just brought produce back from town B. Can you find any produce in the fields in town B? No, so this produce is usar also. The Gemara says, what are you talking about? So Masif Le Ravashi, the Rabbi Yehuda, right? Atu agava de chamra kaltinu? What does that mean? Just because it was on the back of the donkey, it's considered it was planted in place B, and now you can't eat it? I came from place A where they have produce in the field. I brought it to place B where they don't have produce in the field. I didn't eat it, and I brought it back to place A. So now I'm holding the cucumbers from place A, in place A, where there is plenty of cucumbers in the field. Why is Rabbi Yehuda saying it's usher? It's usher because it traveled from place A to place B, meaning it's on the donkey's back. It's as if it was planted in place B. What does it have to do? It's still in your suitcase. You didn't do anything. Why should it be usher? When you bring it back to place A, it should maintain the status of place A. It's place A food in place A where it's low kalu b'nasada. So Ella Amar Rav Ashi. So Rav Ashi says, no, this is the machlokas. Biplukta dahani tanoi. The machlokas is the same thing as the following machlokas tanoim. Tetznan with the Mishnah Shvius, the ninth parak of Mishnah Shvius. Hakovesh shlosha kivashim bechavis achas. So it seems to be that he's pickling three types of vegetables together in one vat. Right, I think that's what he says. Right, he's putting three vegetables for a long time in the vinegar in one barrel. So I have three different items. So now I have to worry about each item. Was it kalu in the field? What happens if item A is no longer left in the field? Right, can I eat all three? Can I only not eat one? So Rabbi Lezer says, Ochlan al Rishon. You can eat all three only up to the time of when the first min is no longer in the field. In other words, this becomes sort of like a taroves, and when the first min is no longer in the field, then you can't eat any of these three. Rabbi Yeshua Omer Afal Achron. It's interesting. He says they all become one basically, and you have the amount of time to eat these three as till the last one is no longer in the field. Rav Gamliel Omer, Gamliel says, Kol shekala mimenu min asada, yivari menu min achavis. Right, the halacha kedvar. He says, no, each one is independent status. If you have three items, A, B, and C, if item B is no longer in the field, take item B out of the pickling jar, you can't eat that anymore, and you can have A and C. So that's the halacha. So how does this work according to, how does that fit into our machlokas between Rabbi Yehuda and Chachamim? So it's, Rashi says, towards the bottom, it's the first wide line, right? V'tana demas nisin Rabbi Yehuda b'ha pligi. And the Tana in our Mishnah, Rabbi Yehuda, this is what they argue. The Tana Kama Savar Laki Rabbi Yeshua de Meiko. Our Tana Kama is Meiko, and he holds like Rabbi Yeshua. In this case, you can just, right, Rabbi Yeshua was the one who said that you can Afal Achron. You wait till the last one is no longer in the field. The Hachi Mishnah Nemita, Mimakam Shlokolu, Mimakam Shakolu, Kulan Chai Levar. He says if only when they're all gone, then you have to destroy it. Aval Kolu Miksasan, Ochel Afaminakala. But if only part of them are no longer in the field, you can even eat the one that was no longer in the field because it's part of this group. Right? Rabbi Shua the Ochel Afal Rachman. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Save Avelecha Afatame Osa Min Minatzadeh, Barele Otimsa Besad of Asik Rabbi Gamliel. He holds like Rabbi Gamliel, and he says, no, you go according to what the min is. You have cucumbers in this mixture. Save Avelecha cucumbers in the field. You can't get out of the pickling jar. You gotta take it out. That's the machlokas. Hey, Ravina, we're going really far away from the Mishnah, the plain language of the Mishnah. We're talking about minhag here and minhag there. We're going to a completely different case of pickling three items in the same jar. Okay, Ravina Amar. Ravina says no. The machlokas they plucked at the honey tonight. The machlokas is the following machlokas. The Tanya. I think he changes it to. Okay, the Tanya. Ochlin b'tamarim ad sheyichle ha'achron shebitzoar. So on Shemitah, you can eat the dates where you are until the dates no longer are around in the place called Tsoar. Right, Rashi says, Ochlin b'tamarim b'chol Eretz Yehuda. Right, the Gemara soon is going to split up Eretz Yisrael into three parts, Yehuda, Galil, and Eivor Yarden. So you're in the vicinity of Eretz Yehuda. You can eat the dates. Rashi says, Ad sheyikle dekel ha'achron shebitzoar she'ihi iratamarim. Until the last date is gone from Tsoar, which is the city that's known for the Tamarim. Right? Okay. So that's what he says there. You can wait there. Rabbi Shimon Gamliel Omer, Shimon Gamliel says, Ochlin al shel bein hakifin, ve'ein ochlin al she bein hashitzin. What does it mean that the last dates are gone? The last dates are gone. If the dates are between the leaves, I guess, they're on the branches, that's considered the dates are still in existence. But if they're bein hashitzin, which seems to be some sort of thorny, like maybe in the bark, something thorny that's hard to reach to. Right? Rashi says, Derech dekalim liyos beikron kotzim. On the date trees, you have these palm trees. On the trunk, I guess they have these thorns around it. V'hainu shitzin. So since if they're on the branches, they're accessible. If they're in the shitzim, they're much less accessible. So that's the machlokas between Tanakama and Rabbi Yehuda. Tanakama is going to say, even if they're ben hashitzim, so long as they're still there, You can still eat. It's not considered that there's no more left in the field. You can still eat your dates. Rabbi Yehuda says, go and get them. Seva Have. You can't get them. You can't put your hand in there because you're going to get all ripped up and scratched. So that's not available. And therefore, even if they're only left Bein Hashitzim, you still consider Kalim and Asada, and you may not eat them anymore. Okay. But I'm saying we just went really far afield from the Mishnah to try to explain. I thought the answer would be is that Rabbi Yehuda would say, listen, the only issue we're concerned about is machlokas. He's arguing. You said the Mishnah is, that's how I read. You think that the Mishnah is talking about, like Rashi said, there's machlokas and there's minog. Rabbi Yehuda says no. You only have to be concerned about machlokas. If there's no concern about machlokas, then you're good. Then you're good to go. But the Gemara doesn't go that way. The Gemara gives all these other possibilities for what the machlokas in Rabbi Yehuda and the Tanakhama is. Okay. Okay, so we brought before that, right? We just said before that if we mentioned the tamarim, but if you're in Eretz in Yehuda and there's tamarim left somewhere else in Yehuda, even in your town there aren't, you still can eat the tamarim in your house. It's not considered kalum in a sada. So tanan hasam, we learned over there, which is that's a Mishnah in Shrius again, in the ninth paragraph of Shrius. Shalosh arutzos lebior, Eretz Yisrael. I'm going to read this according to Rashi. Tosos has a different shot. So and we'll do Tosos if we can. So tanan hasam, shalosh arutzos lebior. Eretz Yisrael is split up into three different areas when it comes to Biur. Rashi says Shalosh Aratzos be'Eretz Yisrael Chaluko Zol Zel Inyan Biur She'ein Zol Smochas Azo Mishakolu Ba Biafaf Mishakolu Mechaverta. So they have three different areas. They're basically independent when it comes to Shas Biur. So if I'm in one area and I have produce, even though in area B they do not have that produce left, I can still eat it because I have it in my area. Or if in my area there's no more, but in area B there is more, doesn't matter. Since in my area there's no more food in the field, I may no longer eat it. So Gemara splits it up into three. Number one, the Mishnah says, there's Yehuda, there's Eber Yardin, and then there's Golio. And then he says, V'sholosh arotzos b'chol achas v'achas. And within each of the three divisions, there's three more subdivisions. Rashi seems to indicate that those three more subdivisions, there's no halachic ramification for those. That's where Tosfos has a problem. He says, V'sholosh arotzos b'chol achas v'achas. V'lama omer sholosh arotzos l'biur. The Mishnah there continues. This is the next Mishnah. That with the splitting up is Perek Tes Mishnah Beis. In Mishnah Gimel there it says, V'lamar Amar Sholosh Arosas L'Biur. Why do we have these three? Right, so we said, Sheyu Ochlim B'chol Achas V'Achas Achi Kole Ha'achron Sheba. Because you can eat each of those areas of you independently. You can eat produce, whatever the produce is, until that produce is gone from everywhere in that area. But area A does not depend on area B and vice versa because they're separated. So that's how Rashi explains it. Right? Rashi says Shahayu Ochlim Bechol Achas. Rashi says Asun L'Shlosha Shebechol Achas Ki'ilu Hein Achas. Each individual one is one land. VeOchlim Bechol Achas VaAchas Me'Shlosha Chalukos LeBiur Ad Sheikala Achron Shebelosh Arotzeseha. Ochlim BeYehuda Eden Yehuda Ad Sheikala Achron Shebelosh Arotzeseha V'Chem Ever Yard V'Chem Galil. In Yehuda, you can eat anywhere in Yehuda, even if you're area A of Yehuda, you can eat the produce so long as they're still left in area C. That's how Rashi learns it. Tosos says, Tokatosos, he says, Perish HaKlunchers, Ad Shetikale HaAchrona Shev Artsoseha, right? Vashalosh Artsos Shem Cholach Achasabas. He says, each of the three subdivisions are equal in Yehuda. So Yehuda's area 1, 2, and 3, it's all considered one area in Yehuda. So Tosos says, Einira, that's the case. It doesn't seem to me to be the case. Dim Einam Chalukos, because if area 1, 2, and 3, within area Yehuda, there's no distinction. Lama Shona Sholosh Artis Mechalachas. So what was the point of saying there are three areas in Eretz Yisrael, and within each of those three areas, there's another three areas. According to Rashi, those other three areas, there's no halachic difference. So Tosso says, he says, Lachin, right, Lachin Yishlomar, Da Achron Sheba, Hainu Peir Sheba Har. Tosso says that in each of the three areas of Eretz Yisrael, there are three different topographical areas. There's the mountains, there's the valleys, and the plains. So you might have thought, right, so he says, Yish lomar da achron sheba hainu perish shebahar, ad she yikala achron shebahar, that perish shebe amakim, ad she yikala achron shebamakim, that came a shvela, ad she yikala achron shebashvela. He says, no, they're split up into different areas. So if you're in a mountainous area, you have to stop eating when there's no more left in the mountains, and the valley when there's no left in the mountains, and the plains when there's no more left in the plains. So the Gemara says, okay, but now we're going to see in a moment. Well, that's okay. That's how Tosos.
That's the same. If you're in the area A of Yehuda, which is a mountainous area,
right?
So you have to stop when it's also in area B in the mountain area. But what are they?
The mountains area is one area. The plains is area B. There's no split up in the mountain. If you're in the mountains, you go according to the mountains. If you're in the plains, you go according to the plains.
So if you said that, why would you need to know that it was split? If you automatically are splitting up in, let's say, Yehuda,
right, so
area A, B, and C, why right. would you need to know anything about any other area? Obviously, if you're splitting it within an area,
right.
you don't need to know about the other areas.
So Tosos says that. He says, well, lo tikshe, don't ask. Hadamir Mishmaiti would say before, the ain chayit shibihuda gedolat shos galil, the marifim lahalahar. Tosos says, because the reason why you have to mention the other three areas is because you would think that you might have thought that, oh, if I'm in the mountains of Yehuda, then I'm dependent on the mountains in Golio. He says, no. Okay, that's what Tosos says. Tosos addresses that. Okay, so Gemara says, Minani Mili. From where do we learn these things? Where do we learn that, I guess that you have to wait, if it's no longer left in the fields where you are, you can't eat anymore. So Amar Rav Chama Bar Ukva, Amar Rav Yosi, Bar Chanina, Amar Kra. The pasuk says by Peir Shvius. It says that Peir Shvius is supposed to be hefker to everybody. It says Uvilhem Techa, Uvilchaya, Asher Beartzecha to the Behema and Yechaya that's in your Artzecha. Kolzman Shechaya Ochelas Menasadeh. So long as the Chaya, which means a non-domesticated animal, is eating out in the field, eating its produce out in the field. Then you can give it to your domesticated animal in the house. If it's finished for the animal out in the field, Then it's no longer allowed to eat it in your house. Ugamiri, and we have a Mesorah that says the Ein Chayish of Yehuda Gedela Al Perish of Begolil, the Ein Chayish of Begolil Gedela Al Perish of Yehuda, that the non-domesticated animal in Yehuda doesn't travel to Golil to get his food, and the one from Golil doesn't come to Yehuda to get his food. So therefore, we know that it's split up into different areas. Okay. Tanur Rabbanan. Okay, some more Shemitah stuff. Tanur Rabbanan. Peros sheyatzu me'eretz Yisrael lechutzal aretz misabrim b'chol makom shehem. Rabbi Shimon Omer yachzul limkoman v'yisabrim mishum shenemar b'artzecha. So I have Shemitah produce that left Eretz Yisrael to chutz laretz. Okay, you have to destroy it, right? Because now it's misabrim, you have to destroy it. So you have to destroy it when there's no... So it's now it's in New York, but they came from some place in Eretz Yisrael. It's no more in the fields. You have to destroy it. So the question is, do you have to destroy it where they are, or do you have to bring them back to Eretz Yisrael for them to be destroyed? Right, so the Tanakhama says, B'chol makom shehein, and Rav Shimo ben Elazar Omer, Yachsul and Kol, we've got to bring them back to Eretz Yisrael, because then they burn it there. Mishum Senemar, it says, L'hemto l'chaya sher be'artzecha. Right, it has to be in the land. Gemara says, wait a second, be'artzecha, we just learned to split it up into different areas. So Gemara, Hai Avkite, we already learned from there. So he says, no, Kari be'ba aretz be'artzecha. The word artzecha can be split into two, aretz en artzecha, right, or inami me'asher b'artzecha, from the word asher. Then the second, he figures out a way to get a second drasha. But the idea being here is that misabrim, you have to destroy them. Right, Rashi says, either b'chol mochum shehem, Rashi says, shalom machachin leilach zilu eretz yisrael la'eretz levar sham. We're not matriach the person to bring them back to Eretz Yisrael. So now, the Gemara says, Rav Safra, nafak me'eretz yisrael l'chutz la'aretz, he went from Eretz Yisrael to Chutz La'aretz. Havi b'hadei garba d'cham v'shvius. He had a bunch of Shemitah wine. He traveled with Shemitah wine. Tosos asked right away, Hiksha Rivo, the bottom Tosos, the Tanam b'perek vav d'shvius, we know the Mishnah in perek vav d'shvius says, Ein mochim shem and sreifa, u'peir v'shvius min aretz. You're not allowed to bring non-Shemitah produce out of Eretz Yisrael, which becomes a big problem for a srogim when Shemitah. What do you do? So some people just get from California, you get from Greece, you get different, but there are people still get Eretz Yisrael, Esrogim, it's a Shaila, you have to figure, they're Heterim, to figure out what to do. But how is Rav Safra bringing Eretz Yisrael Shemitah produce to Chutz Laretz? What's he doing? So Viteritz, the Gemara answer, Riva answers, the Hasa Mairi Lachila, Vira Safra Afik L'Schora, the Yishchora Shemuteres. Whoa. He's saying the Mishnah says you're not allowed to bring them out from Eretz Yisrael, you're not allowed to bring them out to eat. But if you bring them out for business, that's okay. What does that mean? You're not allowed to do business with Peir Shvius. What is it? What Tosfos indicates that there's some type of business you're allowed to do with Peir Shvius. Don't know what that is. What type of scores? And the next answer is, you know, you're so good to you. More likely, he didn't realize. He had the barrels in his cart, he went, and he opens them up, and they're stamped. It says Shemitah. He's like, oh my gosh, what do I do now? I have Shemitah produce in Chutz La'aretz. Right, so again, Rav Safra, Yotzam Eretz Yisrael, Chutz La'aretz. Havi Bahadei Garba Dechamer Deshvius. Lavu Bahadei, he was traveling with him, was Rav Huna Bered, Rav Ika, and Rav Kahana. So Rav Huna and Rav Kahana are traveling with him. They are both Talmidim of Rabbi Abo. So that's so Amar Luhu, so Rav Safra asked Rav Huna and Rav Kahana, Ika Deshami Le Minei De Rabbi Abo, have you, either of you heard a psak from Rabbi Avo in this situation? So that halacha Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar alo. Does halacha follow Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar have to go back to Eretz Yisrael to destroy it? Or can I destroy it and get rid of it here? All right, what does it mean, destroy it, get rid of it? So Amar Lei, so Rav Kahana says to Rav Safra, Hachi Amar Rabbi Avo. This is what Rabbi Avo says, halacha Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar. The halacha follows Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar, meaning you got to go back to Eretz Yisrael to get rid of it. Amar Lei, Rav Huna braid Rav Ika, so Rav Huna says back, no, Hachi Amar Rabbi Avo. This is what Rabbi Avo said, Ain halachic Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar. Right. So now, if you are Rav Safra, who you want to follow Rav Huna because he's not going to be matriach you to go back. So Amar Le Rav Safra. Rav Safra says, Nikot Hai Klala. We're going to take this rule. The Rav Huna bidach didayik v'gomer shemaitim impumei derabe k'orach v'dekumbedisa. It's known that Rav Huna had better notes, I guess, than Rav Ika. So that Rav Huna, that Rav Huna had better notes than Rav Kahana, and therefore I'm going to rely on Rav Huna's notes who was very medactic when he took the notes, and therefore he's going to know better that what Rabbi Abbo said. Rabbi Abbo said the halacha is not like Rabbi Shimon Gamliel. I don't have to go back, which is pretty convenient because now he doesn't have to go back. But he was very that since he's going to be somek on him, and he's very medactic in his words, just like Rechava and Pupadisa. And what's the Amar? What's Rechava and Pupadisa? Right, the Amar of Chava, because Rav Chava said he was very careful in his lashon. He says Amar Yehuda Harabayis Stav Kafel Haya. Harabayis had like this double colonnade, I guess. Stav Lifnim Mistav, one colonnade within another colonnade. So he used the word Stav as opposed to using the word like Itzdeba or something else. So Rav Chava was also very careful in his words. So too Rav Huna was very careful in his words. I'm going to paskin like him. So now comes Rav Yosef, who's been a little more cynical. So Kari Allah Rav Yosef. Rav Yosef called a pasuk on Rav Kahana, because Rav Kahana took, he seems to have taken the more convenient psak, which means he doesn't have to go to Eretz Yisrael to get rid of his wine. So Rav Yosef calls him, Ami be'etzo yishal, umaklo yagid lo. Right? So my nation asks for they ask for etza, and maklo yagid lo. And we tell them the mekel, we tell them the lenient. Kol ha-mekelo magilo. Whoever says they're mekel, that's what they listen to. So too, that's what seems to be what Safar did. He just listened to the more mekel one. So anyway, so we mentioned this idea of biur, that you have to destroy, get rid of the shvius. So it's a machlokes of what it means to get rid of it. So Rashi and Rambam both say you have to eliminate it completely. You have to just get rid of it. Either you burn it, you lay it out for the animals. Tosu says you have to be mafgir it. The halacha we paskin that is enough to be, and if you're mafkarit, then you can, I guess, come back and take it yourself.
How do you have to make the produce?
It grew in the fields.
It grew in the fields.
Yeah.
Right. You didn't plant it, you didn't work it, you have it.
It just grew.
So you can have it till it's still, as long as it's still in the fields.
Correct.
And then you have to burn it.
Right. You see a lot in there, as you saw, they have a chart. There you saw they have a chart on Shemitah of at what point during the year you may no longer eat tomatoes, cucumbers. It has a whole list of what the dates.
So there's the same thing with grapes. They grew by himself, and you may want to go busting.
Yeah. It came from where?
He made wine, and he was allowed to have it.
Yeah, he made wine. He was allowed to have it to a certain point. Right. Yeah.
About bringing the debt inside. You can't find here.
Find.
Washing wine.
Right. I mean, I had a story once. I was with my brother-in-law, and he was making a bar mitzvah. We went to the winery. Went to the wine in Israel as well, and they were selling us this delicious wine, and it was like cheap as anything. So we bought a case. We come to the bar mitzvah, we open up a few of the bottles, and it turns out that it's it's Shemitah wine. Now we got a problem because you got to drink all of it. But it wasn't such a problem. So you can't spill it out.
Mm-hmm.
You said not to take it out.
He said, had I already bought, what should to do with the wine? He said, had I already
bought
it and taken it out, that would be one.
And drink it, right? Right. So this we were still there. We were still in Eretz Yisrael. So we opened up like six bottles of wine. So it was a good night. So
we have to put water in the bottles and get every drop out.
We turned it upside down and then it was a whole to do to get rid of it. You put it under the sink and you fill the whole bottle up with water at the end. And then you poured that out, and you basically had water with a little schmutz of wine at the end. They knew what to do there. I didn't know. Okay. Fine. Next. Rav Ela, right, that's where we're up to. Rav Eloi, right, that's Rav Yehuda's father, right? Rav Eloi cuts kafniyasa de shvius. He somehow, I don't know what he did here, he cut down, chopped down the tree, right? Right, he chopped down the tree on Shvius and destroyed the dates. So hechi aver hachad la achla amar chmanav alol dehefsei. He chopped down the tree. Which he took out the small dates on Shvius. They weren't ripe yet, and I guess he cut down the tree in order to use its trunk. And by doing that, he causes a hefsei to these small dates because they're no longer going to ripen. So the Gemara says, how can he do that to cut down the dekel and lose these dates that aren't ripened yet? When it comes to Peir Shvius, the Pasuk says, La'achla, he says you're only allowed to take them down or cut them down to eat. You can't cut them down if they're going to be a loss. I think that's what he's saying. Right, Rashi says, yeah. Rashi says, first really wide line, right? Cuts kafniasa de shvia, dekel ton kafanios, vein tamar kitanish lo bishlu, the cuts at dekel eitzim, the hefsi kafnios. So the Gemara says, okay, wait a second, maybe you're going to say, Hani Mili, those words that we say that he's not allowed to be Mafsid Peir Shvius, that's only if they are pre, if they actually reach the status that we can call the pre. But when they haven't ripened yet and they're no longer they're not edible yet, they're not considered a pre, then lo, then maybe we would say there's no iser to cause a loss to them since it's not called pre. The Gemara says, Ha'amar Rav Nachman Amar Rabba Ravua, but Rav Nachman said the name of Rabba Ravua, Hani Maschale. So Maschale seems to be these shells that grow around the small dates, the orla, that grow the first 3 years of the tree, Asiri. They're usser, even though they're only there, they're not considered, you don't think they're a pre, because it's in the first 3 years, they're not, even though they are not royal achila, because they're not ripe yet. Ho venasu shomer leperi, because they became a shomer to the pre that's inside. They protect the tamarim. Vashomri leperi emas have, and when do they consider a shomer the pre? Bikufri, at this early status, when they're kefonios. So they could, we say that the shomer is considered usser for orla, because it's shomer of a pre. But what stage are we at? We're at this pre-stage of the Kufni, and we're saying that they're really small. Nevertheless, even in this early stage, Kakari Luperi, it's called a Peri. So if it's a Peri for Orla, it should be a Peri for Shemitah. So how was he allowed to chop them down? Right, So the Gemara answers, no, this Rav Nachman, who says that these things are Usser, because this early stage growth is still considered a pre, that's Kirab Yossi. That's according to Rabbi Yossi, and Rabbi Eloi is not going to hold like Rabbi Yossi. Rav Nachman de Amar Rabbi Yossi, the Tanan, because we learn in the Mishnah in Orla, Rabbi Yossi Omer Smadar. Smadar is the fruits that they start to grow. The Smadar are the grapes. They're early pre-ripe grapes. It's usher because of Orla. Usher and Orla Mishum Shu Peri, because it's Peri, because it's considered a fruit. The Pligi Rabbanan Loi, and Rabbanan argue on him, and they say the Shmadar is mutter from Orla. It's not, doesn't have the status of Orla. So you see the Rabbanan hold that the Shmadar is not considered a pre, because it's not considered complete enough yet. And so Rabbi Eloi, who cut down the Dekel with the unripened dates, holds like the Rabbanan and allows you to cut them down. It's not considered pre, so I'm not destroying Shemitah pre. So the Gemara says, Maskeh Le'Rashimi Minar Adoi. So Shimon Bar Adai says, wait a second. Rabbi Eloi is talking about dates. And you're saying he holds like the Rabbanan who are talking about grapes. Who says the Rabbanan, they're different produce. Who says the Rabbanan say the same thing when it comes to grapes and dates? Maski flor Rav Shimon Bar Adai, umi pligi Rabbanan le de Rabbi Yossi. Does Rabbi Yossi, Bishari Lanos, does Rabbi Yossi argue or Rabbi Yossi, does Rabbanan argue or Rabbi Yossi by the other growth, by other trees? Vahatnan, we have the following Mishnah in Shemitah, Perek Dal, Mishnah Yud, at what point, I guess, are we no longer allowed to cut down the trees on Shemitah, because now we're going to cause a loss to what's growing. So Beishame Omrim, Kol Ilanos Mishe Yotziyu. So it seems to be, Beishame says, as long as leaves seem to grow out, it's very machmir, once there's a growth, you can't chop them down. Beis Hillel Omrim, Beis Hillel says, Charuve Mishe Yasharsharu. So it seems that when it comes to caribs, it's when they come into clusters. V'kifanim and grapes, v'kifanim mishe yigareyu, when it's the small, with a little bit of growth. V'hazesim mishe yonetsu, when they go a little bit of a shell, right? V'shakol ilanos, and other trees, mishe yotziyu. All other trees is when they actually produced the product. When the product first comes out, mishe yotziyu, a little bit of growth. The Amar Rabbi Asi, and Rabbi Asi says, Hu Boser, Hu Gerua, Hu Pu'olavan. So the growth of a Boser and the growth of a Gerua, which is the case of the Gefanim, it's the Hu Pu'olavan. It's the same size. What does it mean? Pu'olavan. Pu'olavan is a bean. He says, no, Ela'ema, Shi'ura Pu'olavan. Right, so the growth is when it's the size of this Pu'olavan. But the Gemara says, Uman Shamasle de Amar Bose in Smarter Lo. Who's the one who says that Boser, which is the Mishe Yagriyu, where the grapes grow a little bit, Mishe Yagriyu, that, who's the one who says that only when they get to the size of a Boser, it's considered pre, but a Smadar is not considered pre. It's too not considered. That's the Rabbanim. That's the Rabbanim we just said over here, that they argued on Rabbi Yochanan. We had a case of a Smadar, and the Rabbanim said it's not a pre, it's an earlier growth. So this is going to the Rabbanim. We just proved it's going to the Rabbanan, because the Rabbanan say, when do the grapes get the status of a pre? That's Mishe Yagreyu, which is a later stage than the Boser. So that's why we know this is a Rabbanan. And nevertheless, what does it say? Ukatani, and it says, Sharkol Ilanos, all other trees, Mishe Yotziyu, the moment it starts to sprout. So that means they don't argue. So the moment starts to sprout, they get the status of a pre. So how did he and Rabbi Loi chop it down? He could be holding like the Rabbanon, because the Rabbanon say even at that stage, it has the status of a pre. Right? So Ella, Rabbi Loi, b'nischanei cuts. What he cut down, what's he called the male trees. The male trees basically means that he cut down an item that was not going to grow. That they knew. Rashi says, Tamarim shall dekelzach, however, enam is bashman bolamis. I guess they somehow realized that these are just dead branches, they're not going to grow, this is it, right? You have to take them off, and they grow on their own, they're not going to grow anymore on the tree, therefore he was able to chop them down. We'll pick up here tomorrow. Everybody have a great day.